And tonight on Coast to Coast, we will talk about phantoms, monsters, unexplained encounters. Lon Strickler back on Coast to Coast, and he's next when we come right back. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Lon Strickler with us, a Fortean researcher, author, publisher of the syndicated Phantoms and Monsters blog. He began the blog in 2005, which is read daily by tens of thousands of paranormal enthusiasts, investigators, and those seeking the truth. A couple books, Phantoms and Monsters, Unexplained Encounters, and Mysterious Encounters as well. Lon, welcome back to the program. I'm looking forward to this tonight.
Well, thanks for having me, George.
You have been a researcher in this field for a number of years. How did you start?
Well, it actually first started when I was younger. I was raised not too far from Gettysburg National Battlefield, and when I was around 8 years old, I used to ride my bike out to the battlefield on occasion. And one day I was in the area of what they call Death Valley, which is between Little Round Top and Devil's Den. And all of a sudden I just started hearing gunfire, drums. All my senses were heightened. I was smelling gunpowder, blood, all kinds of things. I started seeing apparitions, and from that day on, I realized that I was able to sense spirit energy.
And you have been able to do a darn good job informing people about this, that you've been able to sense. And I guess, is it genetic? Was it in your family?
Well, I don't know. I think my family thinks that it was, but I don't think it really was. If it was, they didn't really say much about it, though. One part of my family were Amish, and they were into healing, folk healing.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that really had much to do with it, but and I really didn't talk to my parents about it a lot. I mean, it was something I really kept to myself.
I met a lot of Amish people in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania during my little racehorse days, and just dedicated people to their religion, to their belief systems, and everything else. Good people, darn good people. You have worked on these creatures, these sightings, for some time, but you seem to have keyed in on the Chicago area. What's going on there, Lon?
You know, that's interesting. Back in 2011, there were three sightings of this Mothman-like creature, humanoid, or whatever you want to describe it. The first sighting was actually about a half a mile from Midway International Airport.
Okay.
There was another sighting further north up near the Adams Park area. Then there was another one in Jackson Park. But there were three sightings. Someone had gotten a picture of this thing. This thing's been all over the internet, of this bat-like creature that's gliding in the air. But it was only three sightings, and it just waned off. Well, you know, there were, let's put it this way, there were no more at that point being reported. So forward to April of this year, a report came into Manuel Navarrete, a UFO clearinghouse, and he and I have known each other for a while, and he shared this encounter at Oz Park, where this woman had walked up to this 7-foot dark creature that had glowing red eyes. And as she watched it, it turned. She didn't see anything, the eyes at first, but it turned and looked towards her and just shot straight up in the air, unfurled its wings, and took off. And that was the first report that we had heard. Then there were a few other reports that had come into MUFON. I think it was three of them altogether. They were in They were in the city, and most of the reports were kind of like close to the Mothman reports from back in the 60s.
From pretty legitimate witnesses, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we talked to, Manuel talked to that first witness. I was able to talk to one of the other witnesses over at the International Food Market, and it was, they were very forthright. And the one thing I have noticed with all these witnesses that we have talked to is they just don't change their story. I mean, you know, we talk to them and they stick to their initial report, initial description. They don't embellish. They don't, you know, they don't try to add or subtract anything from the report. And that's fairly unusual. So, yeah, so we got those three that came in to MUFON. Then we got another one that they started changing, and people were calling them owls or lacusas. We had three or four of those. Then since that time, most of the sightings have kind of been more of this bat-like creature, 6 to 7 foot in height, 8 to 10 foot wingspan, and Jeez. The wings had a membrane and reminded people of a bat.
Has anybody been attacked by this creature, Lon?
No, but some of the later encounters have been more personal. They've gotten a little closer to people and have really frightened them.
In your opinion, professional opinion, what do you think they're looking at?
Yeah, I wish I knew. I really do. You know, the Mothman in particular was an enigma. You know, they were said to be a harbinger of some type. What's going on in Chicago, I personally believe these are at least three different beings. Just
three
by the
beings.
Description we're getting.
Any similarities at all?
Yeah, I mean, dark in color, thin humanoid.
Size.
But yeah, some have red eyes. Some they don't see any red eyes on them. There has been the wing differences, some with feathers, some with membrane. Then another aspect has been that some of the sightings had like a pointed crest coming off the back of the head. So there have been some variations. Size-wise and overall, it hasn't really been that much variation.
And it's interesting that it would be near a metropolitan area. You would think creatures like this, Lon, would hide out in the woods or some rural area, not a big city like Chicago.
Well, you know, because these sightings, for the most part, are fleeting sightings, I believe personally that these are some type of extra-dimensional type being. I think they're flesh and blood. I really do. I think they're actual, real flying humanoids or whatever they are. I don't believe they're from this Earth plane. I think they're from another one.
And do you think they got here via some craft or some portal, or how do you think they got here?
I think at this point it may very well be some type of portal, wormhole, or whatever, something to that effect.
And they're just flocking through.
It seems that way. I mean, the sightings haven't all been right in the city. We've had sightings south of the city and sightings west, a little bit far west from the city. So it's kind of branched out somewhat. Though I have had minor sightings in Indiana, and actually I have heard of sightings in Milwaukee. I know I have been told there have been two sightings up there.
Similar creatures.
Yeah.
Wow. It's bizarre. Does anybody have any good video of these creatures?
Not video. There've been a couple of photographs, though they've been very indiscernible. Most of the time, by the time the witness has gotten through the shock, this thing has flown away.
Absolutely. And it generally comes out at night?
Most of the time. There have been some daytime sightings, but it's mostly at night.
Has anybody seen it eating or grabbing an animal or anything like that?
Not that I know of. Nobody has seen anything being grabbed or has seen it, you know, act like a carrion feed or anything to that effect.
Are they talking about this, Lon, in the Chicago area? Is the media out there jumping on this story?
Well, the media has kind of been a bit quiet, though some of the online media has picked up on it. I've been interviewed on some of the local radio stations, some of the print media, some of the online media. But for the most part, the big newspapers, the big radio and TV stations are kind of staying away from it, though they have mentioned it. I have had people tell me they have mentioned it. I'm quite sure that the city is aware of it because there have been several police officers who have talked to people that I know that they are aware of it. And I've had city workers tell me that City Hall knows about it as well.
Have any police officers reportedly seen the creatures?
Yeah, we did have one sighting.
What happened?
Two officers were in the Auburn-Gresham neighborhood of Chicago, West Chicago, and they were flagged down by a group of people who were looking at this, what the police officer described as a standing shadow. And when they went, it was dark, and then when they went out and walked up to the building, it was on top of a three-story building. When they looked up there and their eyes got used to the darkness, they could see it looked like a shadow. Actually, they thought somebody was going to be jumping or was attempting to jump. So they put the flashlights on, and by the time they got the flashlights on it, it took off. It literally spread its wings and took off toward the south, and they heard a screaming sound coming from it. And about a week after that, one of the witnesses who had flagged down the police officer verified that that being had been seen. And the police officer also told us that the neighbors had told them, I mean, the people in the neighborhood had told them that this thing had been in and around the neighborhood for about 2 days before.
Jeez. Now, these descriptions truly, though, are uncanny to the Mothman descriptions.
Yeah. Yeah. Overall, you know, I, you know, the red eyes in particular, they are very similar to the Mothman descriptions.
What would you do, Lon, if you came upon one of these creatures yourself?
I don't know. I really don't know. I guess it depends on how aggressive it is or what it does. You know, it'll most likely alarm me, but I'll be honest with you, I really don't know what I'd do. I know I'd try to get a picture of it, but...
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
That's possible.
I'm going to put out a call to people that who may have witnessed this creature in the greater Chicago area or wherever you may live to check in with us as well and tell us what you think might be going on here. How long in terms of time span, Lon, has this been happening?
Well, we had the first report that we received was, you know, the sightings in 2017. The first report was in early April. But I have received, since that time, two subsequent reports that happened in March. But altogether, up to August 10th, we've had 33 sightings.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
And 33 sightings by 33 different people?
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot.
I believe this is the largest group of sightings of a human, flying humanoid since Point Pleasant.
What is the attitude of the people when they see this creature? Are they in shock? Are they scared? Do they cry? What's their attitude?
Most of them are pretty shocked. Some of the earlier sightings, people had a sense of foreboding, fear, amazement. You know, they just can't believe what they've seen. They're just dumbfounded by it. And, you know, I think that's the main reason why we're not getting any photographs. I think it just shocks them so bad.
A lot of people see it fly off, too, like you were saying.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
As I was going to say, I wonder if it's some whack job running around in a costume, but I've never known somebody who could fly away like that, too.
No, no.
Gosh. Well, Is there any concerted effort to try to capture one of these?
Not to capture it. I wouldn't recommend that, to be quite honest with you. But I've got a team of investigators who I've been working with now for the last couple months, who most of who live in Chicago. And, you know, we're taking reports, we're checking into locations, and we're trying to follow up as best we can with these witnesses. And for the most part, I've been very pleased with what's been going on. I think we've got some very comprehensive detail of what has been going on, and we're keeping good track of it. And hopefully we'll get that one sighting to where we get a very good insight of what this is.
Well, what's very fascinating to me too, Lon, is it sounds a little like a fallen angel, doesn't it?
I've had people suggest that. I really have. You know, it kind of runs the gamut as far as what this thing is, and from angels to demons, I guess. And what the biggest thing right now is, I'm receiving between 10 and 20 calls a day, just from regular citizens in and around Chicago.
10 or 20 calls
about what's going on
a day. Now, of those calls, how many have witnessed this?
I'll get a witness call maybe once every other day, but most of these are just people that are scared.
They're hearing the story and they're scared.
Yeah.
Man. I mean, are little children upset about this? Do they know about this?
I don't know. I haven't talked to any children.
But as far as you're concerned, no abductions with this creature sighting?
Not that we know of, no.
That's all we need, right? Find out that
they're eating people or something. That puts a whole new level to it.
Swoop down, pick somebody up, and fly off with them? Oh. Do they look? I don't know how you describe them with their wings and things like that. What's the face look like?
Well, the closest encounter that we had received was one about 2 weeks ago, and that encounter itself was pretty close and personal. This was a couple who were visiting Chicago, and in fact, it was the woman's parents. They were at 1400 Lakeshore Drive, and they were walking back to the her parents' condominium. And as they were walking near the condominium, they noticed something to their left fly across Lakeshore Drive from the direction of the lake and just fly by them and flew up beyond the trees, up the side of the building, and just stopped near the top of the building. Actually, they said it actually looked like it was looking into the window.
Jeez. Is it more bird-like, Lon, as opposed to human?
Well, with the wings, yeah, but the body itself is very much like a human, though the head has been described as thin, somewhat stout sometimes. There are legs. This particular witness said that the legs were somewhat long with long feet.
It's not clothed, though, is it?
No. No, it's covered in a like a membrane or a dark-colored skin, and the wings they got a membrane. In fact, she said that they could see the light from the entrance.
Right through the wings.
Through the wings.
We're going to come back, Lon, in just a moment as we talk about these strange creatures on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast, Lon Strickler with us as we're talking about this strange creature sighted near Chicago several times by a number of people. We're going to take your calls now, and if you, for some reason, have seen this creature, check in with us definitely. We'll take your calls next hour as we talk about more anomalies that he has investigated. This one seems to be number one on the list right now, Lon. What do you think?
Yeah, this is the one that's taking the biggest priority.
There are other things that you've worked on in your career. What else would you say is so baffling for you?
Well, we've actually been working on these upright canine dogman type creatures that have been seen for the most part in central Pennsylvania.
All right.
We've had a number of these sightings over the past 2 years, and in fact, we just had one about a month, well, about 2 months ago, July 4th. I guess about, well, a month and a half ago. There was a sighting July 4th, which was pretty harrowing, to be honest with you. It was in a state park area in central Pennsylvania, and this gentleman who actually happened to be worked for the DNR, he and another gentleman were taking a walk through one of the new trails that was recently put into the park, and I don't know what set the, you know, what alarmed them, but when they looked back after walking past whatever this was, they looked back and they saw this 7-foot dog-like creature on, you know, bipedal upright canine, dark color, looked like a head of a wolf.
Yeah.
And the body itself was very human-like, with the, you know, the thin with the thing torso and then the heavy chest
and a bushy tail, no doubt.
You know, he didn't say anything about a tail. I guess it was just hard to see it since it was looking directly at them. But they saw it. They didn't panic. And this thing just went back into the brush. But as they walked further and were coming to the parking lot, this thing was ahead of them already and standing at the edge of the parking lot watching them. But it never made any move towards them, but it didn't back off either. And that seems to be something that we are getting in most of these reports, that these creatures stand their ground. There haven't been any attacks, but they don't run away.
Would you call them aggressive, Lon?
I wouldn't say aggressive. I think they're protecting something, so they're territorial. I think if one of the witnesses would have gotten closer or would have alarmed it somehow, it probably would have attacked.
All right, let's take some calls here for you. Let's go to Howard Heights, Illinois. Greg's with us on Coast to Coast. Hi, Greg. Have you heard about this story before?
Hello, George. Yes, I have. Listening tonight like I usually do every night.
Thanks.
Coming back from work 3 years ago, 1:30 in the morning, I pulled up to the driveway, and something caught the side of my eye. I walked up the stairs, went to the window. I live on the second floor. Went out, looked at the window across the street, and I saw cryptoid, if you will, like a Mothman type insectoid, small body, unusually large head, dark pigmentation, no red eyes, and it kept staring. Went to make tea, fed the cats, came back, rubbed my eyes to see if I was tired seeing things.
Yeah.
And sure enough, it was there. One important thing is there was no foreboding fear.
None.
Not at all. None whatsoever. That I found interesting. I was shocked, as many people that had seen similar things.
How did it leave, Greg?
Well, that's the thing. I went several times. I would say about 4 to 5 times, just to peering outside, looking at the window, and it just stood there. I live in a small town near Chicago. I figured police would do their rounds. Someone would see it. You could hear a pin drop. It's a very small community. Sure enough, no one was around, and it did not faze me to take a picture. I did not have a smartphone at the time.
Right.
But overall, no fear, and absolutely, you're in a shocked state. You just can't believe what you're seeing. You listen to accounts, but you never think you will be in that situation.
Did it fly away?
No. I went back several times. Listening to your show, actually, I was listening to your show that night. peering out every now and then. It just kept standing there. And in the morning, went to see any trace of anything. It was gone. So, yeah.
God, how could you even go to bed, Greg, knowing it was out there?
Well, that's the thing. I would say the strangest thing would be I was not afraid at all. And it shocks me to even say that now.
Lon, is that a pretty prevalent trait of from people who see this thing? That they're just not scared?
No, that's not normal, actually. We have had witnesses who haven't showed much fear, but they do. Everyone shows some type of shock or surprise at seeing it.
Any questions for Greg, Lon, while he's on the phone with us?
How tall did you say it was?
Well, that's the thing. Thinking back over the several months and years, I talked to friends that are into interest of it. Height, I kept thinking it was crouching like a runner would. Okay. So it could have been taller, as many people claim to be 6-7 feet. It was almost as if definitely the body was much smaller than, and the head came to a point, almost as if you will, like the old cartoon, the magazine Spy vs. Spy, where the yeah. nose, if you will, comes into like a parrot's or a bird's beak, but there's no beak. So it is very kind of pointed, protruding face, if you will. But again, there were no eyes, there were no facial features. But again, in that humanoid design, that's where the face would be, of course. So the head was much bigger than the body. I guess just by seeing this small body and large head, as odd as it was, I wasn't going to go outside and even look outside. Yeah. I felt safe at home, hoping that it might not be seeing me look through the window, but yes.
All right, thank you, Greg. How about the feet, Lon? Did people describe what the feet look like? Is it claw-like, or what is it?
Actually, I have had two different descriptions. One, that they're very long, but they can stand on it. And the other one is that they're wide and they have like a possible talons on them.
Okay. Yes, I could imagine that. Is it, you know, we talked about whether it was bird-like or human-like, and you say that there's a mixture because of the wings. It's got the bird features, but it's the body's more of a human. Mm-hmm. Is there any, like, beak or anything on the face?
Nobody has has mentioned anything about having a beak on the face. Normally, most of the descriptions have not mentioned any type of mouth, but some have mentioned the red eyes and some have mentioned the crest at the top of the head.
What about a sound coming from it?
We have had the police officer. Was the only witness out of all these witnesses who mentioned that they heard a screeching or a, you know, something as it flew off. Now, we did have a witness River Forest or Forest River. I forget exactly what that is, but anyway. They stated that it was one of the sightings further out, where this thing was standing stationary in a playground. It was at night. She was out walking as she normally does. And, she walked up onto it and she heard it making like a slobbering sound.
Huh.
In fact, when she first saw it, she was shocked by the height. It was about 7 foot.
Jeez.
But she actually thought, because of the size, it was two people embracing.
Does it really, two people? Does it hop, or does it, how does it move?
Nobody has seen it walking.
It's just standing there, or it flies off.
Or flies off, exactly.
Has anybody reported to say how high they've seen it fly?
Some people have stated they saw it fly up into the clouds, actually.
Jeez. And
this thing goes all speeds. It's interesting how people describe the flight. Some describe it as gliding. Others have noticed it actually flapping its wings. And, you know, different speeds, different maneuvers, actually hovering, going vertical up and down. I mean, a myriad of a different type of flight coming out of this thing.
How'd you like to be in a plane, Lon, and you see this thing flying right next to you?
That would be something, absolutely.
Strange. I got to believe in your career of the unknown. This has got to be one of the weirdest cases ever.
Oh, it's right up there, believe me. It's, you know, the fact that we've got this many sightings of one type of cryptid or one type of unknown being, that really puts an exclamation point on it.
Let's go to Howard in Vancouver, Washington now. Welcome to the show. Hi, Howard.
Hello, George and Lon.
Hi there.
I'd like to share a theory that I have about the winged creatures you're talking about. I suspect that, I agree with you, Lon, that these are perhaps interdimensional creatures. Now, I have noticed one characteristic that they have. They always seem to be attracted to areas where there is a prevalence of fear among the population. Now,
Like it's developed?
Yes. Now, like these things have been attracted to that particular type of energy.
Ah, okay, that's a good point.
Now, if you go back to the Point Pleasant incidents that occurred in the 60s, if I understand the stories correctly, those always occurred in the vicinity of a munitions plant that was right outside of the town there. And if you stop and think about that, there were, you know, when that was in operation, there were probably thousands of people worked in that place, and every one of them was aware that that place could blow sky high. And, you know, there was always a constant element of anxiety and fear there. And that puts an imprint on the environment, on the area around it. And perhaps that is what brought these creatures through. Now, if you go to an area like Chicago, you know, from what I understand, there's a great deal of civil unrest going on. There's lots of murders going on and so forth, and a lot of people are really afraid. And that would be just exactly the type of environment that would attract such a interdimensional being. I just wonder what your opinion about that might be.
Good observations, too, Howard. Go ahead, Lon.
Yeah, I mean, there is a high level of fear in the city of Chicago. I mean, there's no doubt about that. They've had a lot of murders and a lot of death and crime in the city, and you know, that theory has been thrown out there a lot. I really don't know if that's what it is. I mean, I don't think that what happened in Point Pleasant is comparable with what happened here. And in fact, I really don't buy into the harbinger of doom or theory, quite honest with you.
Like a bridge is going to collapse,
right,
just because of the sighting.
You know, in Point Pleasant, those sightings were going on for about a year before the Silver Bridge collapsed. And like the caller stated, most of the sightings, if not all the sightings, were at the TNT plant or on that road that leads into it. That was a fairly aggressive being. It actually chased many cars and scared a lot of people. You know, the theory of the Silver Bridge collapse and then this being a harbinger, you know, that was perpetrated for the most part by John Keel and some other people that were looking into what was going on in the area. I mean, there was a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, there was. But do you think any of that storyline might have been fabricated?
Possibly. I mean, you know, trying to give a reason why the bridge collapsed, you know, people kind of like to have a reason for why something happened. In fact, you know, after the fact, a lot of people have stated seeing these winged beings before disasters, just like the Minneapolis Bridge or Fukushima or Chernobyl. You know, after the fact, then people are coming out and say, well, we saw this and saw that. And, you know, I just don't know if that holds any water. I don't know. I mean, what happened in Point Pleasant was strange. There's no doubt about that. But I don't really think that these sightings are any type of harbinger.
How about the similarity to the New Jersey Devil? Sounds a little like that, too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Jersey Devil?
Yeah, it does. I mean, as far as the wings go and that it, you know, people do see something that's flying around. Yeah, I mean, that Jersey Devil legend has been going on
long time,
for hundreds of years. And in fact, it really, people started seeing that actually in Maryland and Delaware before it started coming to New Jersey.
Well, that's true. Hey, Lon, we're going to take a quick break, but we're going to come back with a final hour to go. More to talk with you about, and of course, phone calls. And if you have seen one of these creatures in the greater Chicago area, definitely check in with us. I want to know more about this thing. It's really strange.